Join us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We have new head football coach Andy Sweetengel. And Coach, thanks for spending time with us. Time has come to get a new season underway already. Ready to go?
Absolutely, yeah. Always a pleasure. I love promoting our kids. Love all the coverage you guys give us.
Talk about kind of some of the things that you have done in the off season to make this team better so we get set to embark on a new campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. Our kids have worked extremely hard during this off season. You know, really our off season started last November, and our kids have put a ton of time in through workouts, through, you know, lifting and speed development and that kind of stuff. You know, we always track that and, you know, talk about, you know, who kind of wins the off season with the number of workouts that they get and stuff like that. Colt Ahn was our champion for this off season. Oh, wow. So he did a nice job with that. And then we do a bunch of leadership training during the spring, just getting the guys together, talking about how to be better people, better leaders, stuff like that. And then as we get to the summer, we can start installing our stuff and do some 7-on-7 with some other teams and go from there.
And how things have been going so far?
They've been great. They've been great. Love working with this group of kids. They're a lot of fun to be with. Our kids work extremely hard. They're kind of focused and ready to roll here.
Of course, you got a lot of speed, obviously, from the state track championship that you want to try and take advantage of this season. And have you done any tweaking on the offense to try and get that able to be used?
Yeah, so I mean, we have a few tweaks. Every year we have a few tweaks on what we do. And I think as a coach, you have to be a little adaptable to your personnel. And so, you know, it's our goal to get the best people on the field in the best spots that they can succeed in. So, you know, we're pretty fortunate. We have quite a few kids back from this last year. Offensively, there's a few tweaks from there. You know, obviously we got two pretty good running backs coming back in Isaiah Hansen and Quan Coley. So they making sure that they're on the field every down as much as we can instead of the timeshare that we had last year is a priority for us. And then defensively, I feel like we're really deep in our defensive line. And so we've kind of switched to a four-man front with that.
Okay. All right. Who are some of the new folks that we're going to see a lot of on the defensive side?
Yeah, defensively, you know, there's a lot of guys that we had to replace from last year. But, you know, we've had some guys really step up. Colt Ahn's going to get some time on the defensive side. He didn't get any last year, so he'll get some time over there. Zach Felton will get some time over on the defensive side that he hasn't had in the past. Michael Perez has done a nice job at the defensive tackle spots there. Malachi Mosley has done a nice job up front. So I feel really good about our depth. Even Will Rollins has been working over there a little bit. So we have about, you know, 7-8 guys that we feel can play the defensive line really well. Colton Northcutt's going to shift inside after being an outside linebacker last year. So he's looked really, really good all camp. You know, obviously you've got, you know, Caden Klein back there in the backfield, but Dawson Mackey has been our free safety and he's been doing really well. Josh Lampe, who's a sophomore, is a really, really good player at the other safety spot. So, you know, just really excited about what those kids bring to the table.
So at the scrimmage you had after the picture day the other day, and I saw that there was a number 16 out there, and I made some good catches. And I go, 16, he's not on the roster. But that's Finn Martin, yeah, who's moved to the outside. Yep. And, of course, he had a different practice jersey on, but he looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, I'm very happy with our skill guys right now. I think our skill guys are as deep as any team that will play. So, you know, you start thinking about things. You know, obviously our offense kind of runs through Caden. But, you know, Finn has done a fantastic job. You know, I thought he was really good last year, and he's taken a huge step this year. So I think the sky's the limit for that kid, man. He works extremely hard. You know, Isaiah Hansen has taken a huge step forward. He looks really, really good in the backfield. Quan Coley looks really good, both running the ball and catching the ball. Nick Thomason brings that speed, that state championship level speed to our team. So, you know, I just feel really good. I feel like we're, you know, 6-7 dudes deep on guys that can impact the game with the ball in their hand.
And it's your job to get them all some touches there.
That's so right. That's right.
Kind
you know,
hard. Isn't
you
it?
Know, it's kind of interesting because we do talk about this as a team of would you rather be the top dog on a team that's not very good and you get 100% of the carries, or are you willing to set aside maybe some of the selfish tendencies of, you know, every good player really wants the ball every play, right? But like, you got to set that aside sometimes for team success. And the more guys you have that can can do damage with the ball in their hand, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, obviously the defense can't zero in on one or two players, too.
So absolutely.
Adds that. And that'll probably, I'd assume, probably help Caden out quite a bit, especially maybe throwing the ball, too, is a little play action passes.
Absolutely. And I think one of the nice things I think we can do is, you know, I think Caden, man, I think he's one of the top skill players in our class. I think he's a dude. But all the guys around him have kind of elevated, and I think that helps take some pressure off of him and take some of the stuff off of his plate a little bit. And, you know, and he doesn't have to feel like he has to carry everything. He just gets to manage things a little bit. And he's still obviously very elusive and fast and does those kind of things right. But I think it's a lot nicer when you got those other pieces around you that you don't have to feel like you have to do everything yourself.
How about the offensive line? I know last year you had a real good prospect that didn't get a play because he got injured right away, and he'll be back this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually had two guys that are in that boat last year. So Jake Mace Maynard, he's a really good player. You know, I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be a top offensive lineman in our class. He's just a big, strong, athletic kid. You know, Cole Ahn is a returning first-team All-District offensive lineman. Will Rollins is a returning starter from last year. Did a really nice job. Ryland Modlin was somebody that we had penciled in to be a starter last year, and he got hurt during the preseason. So he's back, and he looks good. Then we have a kid that moved in, Nicholas Badawi from Sioux City West, who has done a really nice job. He's a big, huge kid, and you know, has a lot of natural tools. And so, you know, it's our job to kind of get that out of him, and he's been doing a really nice job so far.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned, you know, get that out of him. I mean, and you mentioned earlier in the interview about the impressive numbers you're seeing in speed and lifting and stuff. And now you got to make sure that that's maximized on the field.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. And so that's part of our job is to, you know, part of my job as like a strength coach here is to get those numbers up. And then my other half of my job as the football coach is then to be able to make all that stuff translate then to the athletic field.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the heart of the players too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, giving it 100% all the time and what have you. A lot of returning players or people around the area know here and other coaches know, so there's a lot of talk about the Newton Cardinals this year. Mm-hmm. And how do you handle that? Kind of, you know, it's a little bit different here from what you've been in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd always prefer to be an underdog on stuff. That's just my mentality. That's what I like. But, you know, a lot of what we've talked about this year is being able to shut out some of the distractions. And, you know, if people think we're really good, that's great. That's cool. That means they respect us. And that means that we're doing things right. But in the end of the day, it's what happens in mid-November that really matters. I mean, nobody cares if you're ranked number one to start the season and you lose in the first round of the playoffs. Like, you know, obviously then, you know, you feel like, I don't feel like that season would necessarily be a failure, but other people would feel like that, right? And so, you know, we just got to worry about us, worry about what we do. You know, I think part of what has helped us develop as a program is our grit and our toughness and that kind of stuff. We got to make sure we don't lose that.
What about the new district this year? What do you think we're going to see Clear Creek and Mano? I mean, we played them before in the playoffs a few years back. You see them in the district now for the next couple of years. Marion is kind of new as well.
Yeah, I feel good about it. It was kind of what we expected. You know, if you know Coach Powers at all, you know, he geeks out over this kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. you know, we get to the point where we're really impatient people as football coaches. And so, you know, even though our district didn't come out till like April or something like that, you know, there we are in November trying to figure it out. And see where people are at and try to find enrollment numbers online and that kind of stuff to try to figure out who's going to be in our class. But, you know, it's kind of what we expected. You know, our state was kind of stuck in the situation that they're at where there's the way that some of the schools changed and that kind of stuff. The corners of the state were kind of locked into where they're at.
Yeah.
And there's about two districts that could be made in central Iowa. And so we kind of guessed we'd get put out east a little bit, which is fine with us. So we feel good about it. It's always nice to have Pella in our district again. We like having that rivalry. You know, Clear Creek and Mana has done a nice job building their program up. And so we're excited about those opportunities we get.
Yeah, you get away games against the two teams that played for the state championship back in November.
That's right. I mean, that's fun, though, because you know, we have really high expectations and goals for ourselves as a program. And, you know, I'm a believer that if you think you're going to be pretty good, well, you should probably challenge yourself in your schedule. And so, you know, we're not afraid to play anybody. We're not afraid to schedule anybody. So You know, we were having a hard time finding teams that would play us. And so we reached out to North Polk, and yeah, they agreed because they were in kind of the same boat as we were. So, you know, we're happy with that, how that shook out. And then, like I said, we always like to play Pella, their conference rival, their that kind of stuff. And so our kids always get a little extra amped up for that game.
Definitely. Mentioned your coaches a little bit ago. Coaching staff put in a lot of hard work as well. Any changes there? And do you want to mention who those guys are?
Yeah, not a ton of changes. You know, our defensive side, Coach Jeff Richardson is our defensive coordinator. He's done a really nice job with that group. You know, I kind of consider him, you know, kind of a football geek too. Like, he loves to go out there and watch film and go to clinics and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he treats football clinics as kind of like, you know, when people want to go to like a vacation somewhere or like a cruise or something, he loves going to football clinics and learning and connecting with those coaches and that kind of stuff. So, you know, he always does a great job with that. Ed Ergenbright's helping him as well as John Harper and Lucas Warner. So the same as last year. Offensively, you know, I've got Coach Powers there as my quarterback's coach. Brian Springer still is our offensive line coach. Randy Irvin helps him out with that. And Chase Dickinson is our wide receiver coach. And then, you know, the Newton legend, Tom Weeks, is still
helping hanging around
with the kicking. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Well, so it's good to have that continuity, too. It's, I mean, it helps the program as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's we have a really good relationship, and I think our coaching staff genuinely enjoys being around each other and doing that kind of stuff. So it makes things like going to clinics and it makes things like, you know, game planning meetings, that kind of stuff, enjoyable when you enjoy the people you're around.
And finally, just to wrap up here, you know, this is, I believe you said you're six, and, you know, go back your first year, 0-8, and just talk about, you know, the progression of the program since then and maybe the numbers of the kids now that are involved all the way through, you know, middle school and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we've had huge growth in the program since then. You know, we you know, have had a lot of conversations as a staff and that kind of stuff, just of how we've been able to grow the program and that kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of it wasn't the most fun, but, you know, I applaud the kids that were on that 2020 team because they worked extremely hard. We were able to kind of try to instill the culture and the discipline and the things like that we needed to do. And we had to make some really hard decisions that year and some changes and that kind of stuff. And those kids were bought in and they tried their best and did what they were supposed to do and kind of laid the foundation for where we're at right now. And so each class since then has kind of built on each other. And, you know, it's something that we kind of talk about, you know, with this year's juniors, you know, they've only really known playoff experiences, right? Like, they haven't really had that losing record. They haven't really had that kind of stuff. And so, you know, one thing we talk about a lot is you have to stay hungry and motivated and that kind of stuff. And you can't lose sight of that because every group we've had before that, this junior group has known what it's like to be involved with a winless program. And so they've been hungry not to be in that.
I know you did a lot too, personally, going out and, you know, having meetings in the community and what have you outside of, you know, just your normal, what normal coaches do instill the enthusiasm again in Newton football. And I know that was important to you.
Yep, absolutely. And I think community relationships are huge. And I think, you know, any partnerships we can make within the community are a huge benefit both ways. You know, our kids are out there helping with different community events and, you know, they've helped with things like farmers markets. They've helped with things like, they'll be helping with the Bowlful Blues that we have coming up here, that kind of stuff. And so I think when you teach those kids about the importance of community relationships, of giving back to your community and things like that, you kind of see kind of the fruit of their efforts starting to pay off.
Saw your Get to Know Newton video too. Any acting aspirations for you?
Absolutely not.
Well, we appreciate you doing that. That was great. Yeah. So, well, I look forward to talking to you throughout the year and after the games. Hopefully, we'll have a lot of good conversations, post-game conversations to talk about, and I look forward to seeing what this team can do.
Absolutely. We're really excited about it.
And that is the Newton head football coach, Andy Swedengelm, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.